You are being pushed into a trap. You've been set up by the children of the lie. They want you to hate. And all they do is put a little image out there, and you will overreact, and they got you. They control you. It's so amazing. I've seen it so clearly over the last 29 years or 30 years. I woke up 30 years ago, but the organization Bond been around for 29 years, and I've seen people being played. I've seen how the so-called black leaders, the black preachers, and others do it to the black people, white liberals, the media, over the years. Whenever they want to vote or whenever they want to extra money, they tell the black people, this is racist. They put out what looked like a racist situation, which doesn't exist. And because most black people in a fallen state, they fall for it. And they can't get over it until they repent. They see for themselves that it's wrong for them to hate. By the way, Barr, Attorney General Barr, is testifying before a Senate Judiciary Committee today about no collusion between Trump and Russia. No collusion. None. Zero. But they still want to, the children of the lie want to pretend that it exists. You have the Wicked Witch of the West, Maxine Waters, wanted to see his financial IRS filing because she's nosy. The Wicked Witch of the West, Maxine Waters, is even calling for impeachment. The woman with the low IQ, the one that has already been accused of her husband being on bank board, banks on the board of a bank, and cricket stuff going on there. They get away with it. But they put the image out there for the blacks to see, and the blacks go into a trance. And they walk around like vampires in the night. Same thing is happening to young white men and women now. They hate the Jews. And now they have been played. The only thing that the children of the lie have to do is put an image out there. And those whites who hate, they walk right into the trap. They are not overcoming. And, you know, it's up to you. Suffer and die. There was another shooting on yesterday. I believe it was yesterday. Two people were killed and four were injured. Yeah, it was yesterday. Two people were killed and four were injured in a shooting at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. University of North Carolina, Charlotte. This happened yesterday evening. And police said three of the people who was hurt are in critical condition. The one thing I want you to know, the children of the lie are doing their job. Their father is evil, the prince of darkness. And so the children of the darkness are carrying out the nature of their father. And that is to encourage you to hate and come over to their side. And the children of the light, those who are waking up, are now doing the job of the father of perfect love. And they're trying to encourage you to come into the light of life and perfect love. So whomever you serve, you're doing what you're supposed to do. I just hope more and more men and women, boys and girls, wake up and defeat the darkness with the light. This is from USA Today. I think I mentioned that the police said three of these people who were hurt are in critical condition. And I do want to say all of this downfall starts in the home. When you see black people angry out there hating the whites, and blacks hate the Jews too. They hate the Asians. They hate the Mexicans. They hate everybody. Because when you have hatred, when you hate one, you hate all. And so the young white men and women who are starting to hate the Jews, you hate all. You don't love your own family members. You don't love no one, your best friends. You don't even love the haters that hate along with you. Because if you don't love one, you don't love any. And the whites who are hated don't love whites. Even though that young man who did the shooting down in San Diego the other day, he said he was doing it for, according to what they say about his manifesto, he was doing it for his people. He's talking about the people of darkness, not the people of the light, of love. USA Today and CBS San Francisco reported police had to conduct, the police had to conduct a building-by-building sweep of the entire UNC campus, and students had to be escorted out of the campus.
Police swarmed the area and conducted a building-by-building sweep of the campus. Students, with their hands in the air, were escorted away from the scene.
Our officers' actions definitely saved lives. There's no doubt about that.
Amazing. And I do want to add that this kind of stuff, it starts in the home first. Because if you have perfect fathers and mothers, you wouldn't end up this way. You wouldn't be subject to the world when you go out from your home. NBC UNC students describe running for cover during the shooting.
Apparently he walked in and started shooting people. And so we were in the library. And like immediately after that, apparently he walked in the library. And I heard people running on the hallways, screaming shooter and all that. And we kind of just put the table in front of the door and just turn the lights off and show up there for a little while. And then finally, you know, cops came and helped us out.
It was a really scary experience to hear the shots and then have to run. I didn't think I would have to experience something like that in my life, so it was difficult. I mean, it's difficult because it could have been me, and I don't think anyone deserves to get shot when they're at school, when they're not supposed to be in harm's way, and it was really scary, and I was trying to text all my friends to see if they were okay.
Amazing. When I was in school, this was not even thought about. This wasn't done. Shooting on campuses, having rarely saw a fight on a campus. I don't know, except for that one that I was in, I don't remember seeing fights on campuses. And especially girls. Girls did not fight. Boys didn't either, because they had a respect for what was right. Shooting and stuff was unheard, wasn't even thought about, and the schools were wide open. You could go and come if you please. You don't have to show ID and all this crap. But when you turn away from morality, when you accept wrong as a right, this is what happened to you. Look at the men and women who are having sex out of wedlock, who are living together, who are getting married in hell. They're catching hell. Because of the morality they lack of. And the world has corrupted the people, young and old. The churches are doing it. The schools are doing it. Especially the public schools, they are doing it. And even Christian universities now are allowing themselves to be corrupted, influenced by liberal women and liberal men. It's crazy. Trying to appease the people of no values. You can't appease those people. You have to be the example. Don't hate, but be the example. Be the light. They're taking God, no mention of God. You could talk about Allahu Akbar, or you could have that so-called Kwanzaa thing, the evil holiday at the end of the year, but not Christianity, not Christ. You can have Buddha, but not Christ. You can have Easter, but not Christ. They call it Easter worshipers. Remember that lying Barack Obama who hate Christians? And crooked Hillary? Twitter and CBS authorities were able to arrest the suspect, and he was identified as a 22-year-old and a former University of North Carolina student. That looked like a woman, though. Doesn't look like a woman. Is it a transgender? Does he look like a woman? His hair is done up like a woman. Is he a transgender? Too much mama. Let's have a soundbite.
That's the dude.
Amazing. When I saw this yesterday evening, I had the TV turned down, and they showed the picture of the person. I literally thought it was a woman.
Student, I didn't know. Should not have to fear for his or her life when they're on our campuses.
But I wonder, what do you expect to happen on campus when you have the instructors teaching every lifestyle that's wrong, nothing that's right? They're teaching them to hate America, tear down the statues. The founders were racist, and Christianity is evil, and homosexual marriage and homosexuality is normal, and lesbian is normal, and whites are bad. What do you expect to happen on these campuses? You're not teaching about morality, to love one another, and America's the greatest country on this side of heaven. And you should be thankful for it instead of mad at it. Give back to the country rather than taking from it. They're not teaching that. What do you expect? According to the North Carolina State Board of Elections, Jay, what was the guy's name? His name was Tristan Terrell. According to the North Carolina State Board of Elections, Terrell is a registered member of the Libertarian Party and described as a white male whose ethnicity is non-Hispanic or Latino. They want to make sure you know that he's white. Not mixed with anything but whiteness. You know why? They want the white males to get angry and act out. And lo and behold, a lot of them are doing it. They're falling right into the trap, not realizing that they're being played. They're falling right. Remember that cartoon they made of President Trump and Netanyahu? And it looked like the president had a leash around Netanyahu's neck. And they, oh, I'm sorry, we shouldn't have printed that. But it did the job. It caused the whites to, some of the young white men and women to hate. They put it out there, put that image there, so the whites can overreact, and they took it down. But the job was done. The image of it was all that was needed. The young man that did the shooting down in San Diego yesterday, or Saturday, whatever, said that President Trump hates white people. That's the image they want you to believe. And so any image, what they're doing, they're playing you. They'll put an image of a Jew out there, a Jewish person or a Jewish people, and you look at it, you overreact, they got you. And then you carry out these acts, and now you're guilty, and they can use that and to get control over you. You must be born again, folks. Otherwise, you're not going to clearly see how you're being used. In relationship, men and women relationship, whenever one wants to control the other, they know how to do it. They either say wonderful things about you. If that doesn't work, they say bad things about you. And when that works, they got you. They can get you to do and say and be whatever they want you to be. That's how women control men. They give them a little sex, because women are sex dealers and men are sex addicts. Once they give you a little sex, they got you. You're addicted. And now all you can think about is sex. I'm telling you, the ego must be destroyed by being born again. You got to get to see and know for yourself, folks. You're being used by the children of the lie. According to a blog post made by his father, the alleged shooter, back in 2016, Tristan was diagnosed with autism as a child. His mother died of breast cancer at the age of 47 in December 2011. It starts in the home, folks. The boy was made to be angry from the very beginning, before leaving home, and the children of the lie waited for him outside of their home. You are being played. It's evil versus good, good versus evil. And you can overcome evil by dropping your anger. Anyone who has anger is evil, and it is subject to carrying out evil acts. In different forms sometimes, but it's still evil. You must overcome anger. Get to know yourself.
King Alpha Nerd says, you are so right about no such thing as racism. If a crime happens between people of the same color, the color rhetoric is omitted.
Yes.
And if there is no outrage, but let the suspect be white, the children of the lie want blood.
Yep. It's hatred, not racism. Racism has never, ever, 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 since mankind existed on earth, existed. It's a made-up lie. And if you notice, whenever the children of the lie want to deceive you, they make up words that you can emotionally identify with. And they got you. Evil is doing its job. You hear T? T is evil. He called up with meth, something that you never said, but he can't see because of the anger in his heart. I hope he dropped that anger before he dropped his body, because he's not going where he thinks he's going. Anyway, go ahead. Amazing. And don't forget to like, follow, tweet, subscribe, and share the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show, folks. We really appreciate it. We are at war. It is a spiritual battle for the soul of America. And it's going to take all of us to do it.